Hoping to fill vacancies and keep up with a wave of retirements, a 16% budget increase is being sought for the Springfield, Massachusetts Police Department. Increasing the police department's annual budget from the current $45 million to almost $53 million will cover pay raises that are due as a result of new union contracts. It would also fund police academies to try to keep the number of sworn officers at 510 and reduce reliance on overtime.
The contracts are such that the increases in pay are pretty much what's causing the increase.
Acting Police Commissioner Cheryl Claproot presented the department's budget request for the fiscal year that begins July 1st at a hearing Monday conducted by Mayor Dominic Sarno and city finance officials. Already this fiscal year, the police department has spent almost $4 million on overtime, double what was budgeted, because of vacancies.
It hurts you in the long run because a lot of our positions right now are at the supervisory level, so it's a higher salary we're paying out when you pay out the overtime. So I'm forced to try to fill the supervisor's level, and then it causes the attrition in the lower ranks.
There are currently 18 vacancies on the police force. Claproot said a wave of departures is expected this summer as 30 officers become eligible for retirement and have said they plan to leave. The police department's request for a big increase in its budget comes as Sarno has called for fiscal belt tightening. Finance officials say there's a projected $22 million budget shortfall looming. When it comes time to file his recommended budget with the city council in a few months, hard choices will have to be made, said Sarno.
My style is never to cut across the board. It's always strategic if cuts are made or if investments are made in certain departments, but public safety will always remain my number one priority.
Following a series of recent misconduct scandals, the police department is expected to make extensive and likely expensive changes to its procedures and policies for investigating and disciplining officers accused of wrongdoing. Springfield City Council President Justin Hurst said costs can't stand in the way of needed reform.
We need to make sure that the resources are there. I think we're costing citizens a number of dollars on a year-to-year basis in terms of police lawsuits. So to the extent that we can eradicate that by implementing policies and procedures that make sense and that are being done both at the state level and nationally and other departments, then we need to do so.
A 4.3% increase in spending next fiscal year for the Springfield Fire Department will keep minimum staffing levels on all shifts and prevent temporary closures of firehouses, according to Fire Commissioner Bernard Calvi. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.